Hey guys, welcome back to the First One Experience. I'm your host, Sid, and today we'll be talking about your vote and why it matters. I'm flying solo this week, so let's just get into the topic. This week, I'm really trying to spread awareness more than anything, but also share useful information with you guys in hopes that for those of you that can vote, you guys will vote by November 3rd. The U.S. has one of the lowest rates of youth voter turnouts in the world. Many argue that younger Americans fail to vote because they show no interest slash feelings about politics. You might have heard that millennials, people between the ages of 24 and 39, are generally too cynical, too disinterested, and too self-absorbed to cast a ballot. Young people are also disillusioned by some of the challenges that their respective generations have either seen or personally experienced while entering adulthood. It's no secret that the makeup of citizen voting age population of our country is shifting. In the 2020 election, non-white people will make up one-third of the electorate for the first time ever. People from Gen Z, who are between the ages of 18 and 23, will comprise of one-tenth of eligible voters. This is a significant change from the past years, such as in 2016, when Gen Z made up just 4% of eligible voters. It's shown that ages 65 plus are the more reliable voters, with turnout ranging from 58% in 2014 to 73% consistently. Just 11% of people in this age group voted in the 2014 midterms, while 44% voted in the 2008 presidential election. While voters 18 to 24 don't really vote because they feel they're just not interested, they're not politically informed, or they just don't care enough to vote. They have this big political opinion, but when it comes time to vote, they just kind of back out. Voters, you need to remember that you are voting for your future. Your political views matter, and every vote counts. And of course, your favorite saying during these unprecedented times, they have changed voting. You can now vote by mail, which makes it a lot less hectic than having to take time out of your day and go to the polls and spend upwards of you could spend multiple hours just standing in line to check a box. And I know that doesn't sound exciting. So you can register to vote by mail. I suggest that those of you who are of age to vote register before November 3rd and decide whether you're going to vote in person or by mail and get your vote in. Come on, guys. This is your future. Some of you might say you're not politically informed enough to vote. Well, that's your problem. You see, now that you're 18 and of age to vote, you should have your own political opinion. I know when you were younger and you might have tried to form your own, you were told you were too young, your opinion doesn't matter. Because, I mean, who wants to hear from some 10 or 11-year-old what they think, right? But now that you are older and of age, you should really get on that. Because you're able to vote. Nobody's going to tell you no, you know? So it's just something you need to figure out. You're adults. You need to figure it out. For those of you that don't know which political party you are a part of, I suggest literally just typing into Google, what political party am I? And the first thing that's going to come up is a political party quiz from the Pew Research Center. And you're going to answer about 10 to 12 questions to figure out where you fit on the partisan political spectrum. Back to the voting by mail topic. Mailing in ballots is a very common thing, especially this year, due to our circumstances we are in right now. It's a new process, and it's definitely different than going and standing in line to vote at the polls. And I know people might be worried about whether their ballot might get lost in the mail, or the mailman, like you've probably seen pictures on social media of mail people throwing out an entire box of ballots that are marked, I think the picture I saw was marked Trump or something, and it was just chucked in the garbage. So, and that was a good chunk of votes lost. And I'm sure after this election, there's going to be a lot of debate about how fair and like correct the voting by mail was. So that's just something to think about and look out for if you decide you want to vote in the polls or by mail. Just something to think about. For my closing statement, I would just like to point out, if you want to see change in this world, you need to vote. I don't care if you go to the polls, draw a smiley face, and then submit it, because then that's going to create a statistic that more young people are voting. And once the next round of elections come up, these politicians are going to be scared. All the debates would be about affordable housing, student loans, and stuff that young people actually care about. You see, the thing is, you can't complain that politicians don't care about what you think, because by not voting, you have said, I don't matter because I don't vote. I just want to point out something cool I found while researching this whole topic. Obama had tweeted in 2018 that more people go to Coachella. Us young 18 to 24 year old category, more of us go to Coachella than go to local polls and vote during election time. That is insane. A ticket to Coachella is like $400 plus. I don't even know. I just like, it's insane. And this brings us to the Q&A section of my podcast. All right, so last week I posted and someone asked if I listen to any other podcasts. So in my podcast library, I have Anderson Cooper 360, Dudes of Future Past, which I got into like forever ago because it has that guy from Liv and Maddie. And I think I heard a snippet on Instagram and it sounded kind of funny. So I had that. And that was all I had in my library when I'd opened this. I had to update it before I opened it. So that just goes to show I haven't listened to any. But I guess I just record mine and call it good. But looking at my listen now browse section, I could see myself getting into a lot of murder mystery
podcasts.
I definitely. I've also heard from friends that the Joe Rogan Experience is hilarious. So, yeah. The second question I had, which kind of drove today's topic, was if I was voting. So I just turned 18, like less than a week ago. So yes, I am registered to vote. And I do plan on voting. I don't feel comfortable sharing my political views on my podcast just because I'd like this to be a very unbiased podcast. I don't want my views to inflict like who listens. Like, you know, I just don't want that to happen. So yes, I will be voting. My vote matters. I want there to be change. Go vote. So, yeah, that brings us to the end of today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. I hope after listening to this and listening to me rant, you guys that can vote will vote. And maybe update your podcast app and go find some other podcasts to listen to after you listen to this one, of course. This one should be on Apple Podcast. I haven't looked in a while, but this one is definitely on Spotify. I always check Spotify. So yeah. All right. I hope you guys stay safe. Wear your masks around campus. And if you got nothing from today's podcast, I'm just going to say this. Go vote.